This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Deborah Malto. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from John chapter 14 verse 1-3. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God and also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I come back, I will receive you unto myself. Amen.
My name is Karit Kataku. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, call his name. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. Amen.
My name is Nathan Ntiaje. My memory verse is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not do a charitable deed before men and to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be seen in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. For they lie standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may have glory from men. I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sits in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for the kingdom will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. Your Father in heaven knows the things you need before you ask him. Therefore, in this manner, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Father in heaven also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven also forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces and will appear to men to be fasting. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father in heaven knows the things you need before you ask him. But you, when you fast, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sits in secret will reward you openly. Do not lay up yourself treasures on earth, where moth, rat destroy, and where thief break in and steal. But lay up yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth, rat destroy, and where thief do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of your body is the eye. If your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Therefore, if the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Or else you hate the one and love the other. Or else you be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Nor about your body, what shall you wear? Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet every father feeds them. Are not much valuable than they are? Who can add one cubit to his stature? So why worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, for they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arranged as one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow will be thrown into the oven, he will not much more clothe you, O you of little faith. Therefore do not worry, say, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek for heaven, for that knows the things you need before you ask him. But first seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow worry about its own things, sufficient for the day and its own trouble.
My name is Esther Balisasa. I am 11 years old. My memory text is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. Therefore, pray in this manner. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Stand up and be counted, the Lord is our
My name is Patience Jampu. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122 verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119 verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Rebecca Osha. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from Luke 4 verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen.
My name is Seriam Dede Titi. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen.
My name is Nancy Knediado. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Revelation 14 verse 7. And he said, with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, for the hour of this judgment has come, and worship him who made the heaven and earth, the sea, the fountain of water. Amen.
Stand up and be counted, the Lord is at hand. For you know,
yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone in the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. All the blessings of this love divine. Every promise in the book.
Hi, children. Happy Sabbath! Welcome to our story time with Auntie A. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and is entitled God Makes People. God looked with gladness at the vast universe and the beautiful world that he had made, but he knew that he had still to make the most wonderful part of his creation. Now, I will make human beings, God said. They will have minds to think and know and love me, and I will put them in charge of this world to keep it in order. First, God made the man called Adam, but even with all the animals to care for and play with, Adam was lonely. So God made the woman, Eve, to be his wife, so that they could plan and talk and laugh and love together. God blessed them both and told them to enjoy everything in the world that he had made. They were to have children to help them in the task that God had given them. But although they were in charge of the world, they must always obey God. He loved them and knew what was best for them. They would be happy as long as they did as he told them. God gave Adam and Eve a beautiful garden to live in. There were trees laden with ripe fruit for them to eat. Pick the fruit and eat it freely, God told them, but do not eat the fruit from that one tree in the middle of the garden. That is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat the fruit from that tree, you will die. God brought all the animals and birds to Adam so that he could give them names. Adam and Eve talked to the animals and played with them, and they did just as Adam and Eve told them. Adam and Eve looked after the garden for God. They took good care of all the plants and trees. Every evening, when it was cool, God came to talk to them. They would walk up and down, sharing all that had happened until darkness fell to end another perfect day. That was our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. Au revoir. God bless you.
Every chapter, every verse, every line.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
From the AWR studio, I'm going to preach about Nehemiah, the builder for God. Many thousands of years ago, in the land of Medo-Persia, lived a rich and noble Jew who worshipped the Lord faithfully. His name was Nehemiah. He was the cupbearer to King Artaxerxes of Persia and served the king's wine to him, which was a very important job. King Xerxes had a large area of land which he ruled over, which can be called an empire. In economic military. One of these lands was Judah, where Jerusalem was. He had been told that the gates were ruined and the neighbors around Judah had been maltreating the Israelites. Nehemiah wept and then prayed to God to help the Jews. One day, as he served wine to King Xerxes, the king noticed that Nehemiah was very sad and asked him the reason. After Nehemiah told him the bad news, he prayed to God to touch King Xerxes' heart to let him go to Jerusalem to build this wall. He then asked the king for his request. The king not only granted it, but made him the governor of Judah. That meant he was supposed to handle all affairs, but was to take orders from the king. Soon, Nehemiah got to Jerusalem. Two bad people who were against the Jews, and one of them was part of those maltreating the Jews, were Sambalat and Tobiah. They were not happy when Nehemiah came. After Nehemiah and his men had gone secretly in the night to inspect the amount of work to be done, he told the leaders to arise and start building the walls of the city. The leaders got hurt and were glad to he had help from the king. In a few days, half of the huge wall had been finished, but Sambalat and Tobiah mocked them. But God gave them the hearts to continue. Then Sambalat and his wicked friends planned to attack the workers and hold the workers hostage in order to stop the work. But Nehemiah prayed and told half of the men to take weapons and guard the city. At the sound of the trumpet at his command, they were all to defend the city. The rich Jews who lent, there was also another problem. The rich Jews who lent money to the poor ones who couldn't pay seized their land, their houses, and even their children until the money was paid back in full. After Nehemiah had spoken to the rich Jews, they agreed that what they were doing was not good and gave back the property to the poor Jews. The poor Jews sang praises to God because of this kind deed. Sambalat and Tobiah wanted to help Nehemiah, so they pretended to be friends with him and invited him to visit them. But he refused. Even after Sambalat, the enemy tried other evil tricks, God helped them, and they were able to finish the work in an amount of time of 52 days. After the wall had been finished, all the people met for a thanksgiving service, and Ezra the high priest explained God's law to them. According to what they heard, they began to worship God in the way he wanted. They remembered to celebrate all the feasts that were proclaimed to them by God. A promise made by the people to God that they would keep his laws were written down. Nehemiah and other chief men wrote their names under it, as in they were signing their names. Soon after that, the people met again and thanked God for helping them build the wall. We too should thank God for all the things he has done for us, giving us air to breathe, water to drink, and food to eat. But we should also thank him for our greatest gift, that is Jesus Christ, who came down to earth to die for our sins. After that, Nehemiah went back to Persia to serve as a cupbearer. He returned. When he came, he saw something that made him very sad. He saw that one of the rooms in God's holy temple had been given to wicked Tobiah to live in. Nehemiah was very upset, and he himself threw Tobiah and his belongings out. Also, the people of Israel bought and sold on Sabbath. He sacked the merchants and told them never to come back. They adhered to him and stopped selling on Sabbath. The young people also took heathen husbands and wives from the other countries, which Sambalat and Tobiah lived in. This was as a result of Sambalat and Tobiah encouraging the chief men to intermarry to bring good relations. Nehemiah was very sad and made them divorce and promised not to do that again. Nehemiah made some wrongs right and was very brave. Nehemiah's biggest plus was that he was a man of prayer. Whenever he had problems, he prayed to God. This is a very good trait that we should all follow. Some of us tend to go to our friends whenever we have problems. We don't even tell our parents, and our friends who are inexperienced give us bad advice. We should always learn to go to God first. Nehemiah, the great man, also wrote a book, which is called the Book of Nehemiah. The last words of the book he wrote are, "Remember me, O God, for good." He also prayed that prayer because God says, "Ask and you shall receive." Even though in life, people may try to hurt us for the right choices we make, ask God to help you, like Nehemiah did, and he will. Trust God the Lord always. Amen.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.